Like most kids who are born and raised on this island, he's guilty of taking the scenery for granted. Link has also been guilty of taking his mother for granted, and now she's dying at the age of 51. The melanoma has metastasized to her brain. She's blind in one eye. Her hospice care will start in the morning. Link broke down crying when Dr. Simon talked to him, then again when he called Nantucket Hospice. The RN case manager, Sabina, had a soothing manner. She encouraged Link to be present in each moment with his mother through her transition. This was in response to Link confessing that he didn't know what he was going to do without her. "I'm only 19, he said.
"Worry about later," Sabina said. "Your job now is to be with your mother. Let her feel your love. She'll take it with her where she's going."
Link punches a number on the strip of paper into his phone. It's an unfamiliar area code. Notably not 206, Seattle, where his father lives. He can't imagine who this is. Link's grandparents are dead, and his uncle Cooper lives in D.C. Coop and his wife Amy are splitting. It's his uncle's fifth divorce. Last week, when Mallory still had moments of clarity and humor, she said, "Coop gets married and divorced, the way most people eat Triscuits."